Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Let's go into the word. Let's agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this evening that the truth of God's word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion. There is no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this evening. I will declare and decree at the end of today's meeting as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Look at 1 Corinthians 13, faith or folly. Did you learn a few things on Sunday? Good, good, good. I feel like there's a need for us to pay more attention to some things we said on Sunday, and I'm trusting God that would, you know, just achieve a lot. Look at 1 Corinthians 13. Wow, wow, so, so cold. Someone said, who opened the gate of hellfire? Who opened the gate? I forgot to shut it. Who did they put inside? I forgot to. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13. It says, verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, I taught as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I became a man, I put away childish things. For we know in part, we prophesy in parts, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part, shall be done away. So when I was a child. That's a scripture a lot of times people used to teach around partial knowledge of God's word, right? But if you look at who is talking, you realize that he's not necessarily talking about partial knowledge of God's word, right? So he's describing two phases of his life. So when I was a child, I speak as a child. You know, but from that scripture, there's something important I want us to pick from there, right? That there are certain things you will do away with as you grow. Amen? Yeah, there are certain things you will do away with as you grow. There are certain things you will put beside away as you grow. In fact, to know that you are growing, you will know that primarily by putting away certain things. You know, there are certain things you said 5 years ago, you shouldn't say them that same way again today. Right? Yeah, there are certain things I hear myself, you know, maybe I said 20, a few years ago, probably 6, 7 years ago, right? Even 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, even 2 years ago. Right? And I listen to myself, I'm like, so sometimes I listen to my teachings and I'm like, what are you saying there? Yeah? And the truth just goes as much to show that I'm growing. Right? So everyone is or should be on the journey of growth. You see, only a fool thinks that he has arrived at any point in life. You see, people, no matter the age they find themselves, they always look for avenues to grow. Right? Only a fool thinks you arrive. The worst case scenario is when you're even very young and you think you've arrived. Right, and that's one of the things that will help us in managing relationships, when you realize that the people you are in contact and relationship with are actually growing, right? Because we say people are growing, doesn't mean you should now misbehave, right? Say, after all, they should understand I'm growing. No, but the truth remains that in life, yeah, people are, you know, going through life, and there are certain things you will drop as you grow, right? There are certain things you will start doing as you grow, right? 10 years ago, right, a lot of us probably not married. 20 years ago, a lot of us probably not married. Yeah, 30 years ago, a lot of us probably not married, right? But look at the trajectory of your life and see where you are right now, right? The question you're asking yourself is, you know, it's easy to grow tall, right? But it takes intentionality to grow up. Are we together, right? You can grow tall and be growing tall and not be growing up. Yeah, you can grow tall and not be growing up, right? You know, when we're growing up, how many of you, did your parents tell you must eat beans? You know what they call beans? Right, they told us beans, you must eat beans. Beans gives you more height. I'm yet to see the theory behind that theory. Right? Yeah, so but you must eat beans. Beans makes you grow. And so I feel maybe a lot of parents just wanted their children to eat beans. Right? But the truth remains that you can eat whatever you want to eat, grow tall, grow in muscle, but you're not growing up, you're a child. You know, sometimes people with their mouth, you just say, it should have been better you kept short too. You know, scripture even teaches that it's better that people assume you are foolish when you didn't talk, that for you to put your mouth, they say, I knew it. I just knew it. I just knew there was something about it. I just knew. Yeah? It's better that you don't talk. And people say, let's not, you know. So in the real sense, it just goes as much to show that there's a lot that has to do with intentionality when we speak about growth. So on Sunday, we start looking at time, opportunities. Right? We looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Is that correct? And we're able to see from verse 1 to verse 9 that there's time for everything. Say, there's time for everything. Say, there is time for everything. So it means that in life, you must always prioritize with your time what will make you grow. Are we together? you must and should prioritize with your time what will make you grow, what will make you better. What will make you grow? What will make you better? So growing and growth must be intentional. It's something you must make up your mind to do. It doesn't happen by chance. You must be intentional if you want to grow. Yeah? You can grow tall by chance. You can grow tall by default of just exist by virtue of just existing. Right? You can grow tall by virtue of just being in existence. Right? But you don't grow up without intentionality. So you have to be intentional with your time to see growth in your life. So you must ensure that you grow through life and not just go through life. Are we here? You must ensure that you grow through life and not just go through life. You know, there are two things. Yeah? There are two things. You can go through life and you are not growing through life. Right? Ensure that as you are going through life, you are growing through life. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. You must ensure that you are growing up as you are growing tall. You must ensure that you are growing up as you are growing tall. Right? You see, growth in itself, you know, will not always be comfortable. Yeah? A lot of times, growth comes when challenges come. I hope you know that. Yeah? Growth comes when challenges come. You grow when you face challenges. Not when everything is always easy. Yeah? Growth will take you out of your comfort zone. If you're someone who goes to the gym, right, you will realize that you cannot build muscles without stretching yourself. Without stretching yourself. So that's why they always tell you when you start going to the gym, what do? Mark the number you start at. So for instance, let's say you are lifting weights, right? You are deadlifting, right? You take a measurement, you write where you are starting from. Oh, I'm starting to train today, 13th of August, right? And I'm starting with 20 kg. Right? To know you have grown this time next year, you shouldn't be doing 20 kg. Let's assume you are doing 20 kg this time next year, your number of reps should have increased. Right? So more often than not, you realize that challenges, when they come, it is to make you grow. And if you don't grow through challenges, there are certain things that you will not build capacity for. You know, sometimes what some of us call closed doors, you know, in certain situations is just life responding to our level of growth. I'll say that one more time. Be careful. Yeah? Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah? Just be careful what I'm saying. Right? Yeah? Sometimes what we call a closed door, sometimes what we call a closed opportunity is actually just life responding to your level of growth. It's actually just life responding to your capacity. Are we together? Yeah? So there might be some things that you say, oh, this is a door that is closed, for instance. But you just realize that in the real sense, you just might not have built strength and capacity, or you don't qualify for it. So not every closed door is God. You know, some people, they say, when a door is closed, when a door is closed, God opens seven others. A door might really just be closed because you don't have the capacity to what? To hold it. Are we together? A door might just be closed because you don't have the capacity to hold it. You know, for instance, if I brought this chair out, let's assume I brought this chair out, right? And I asked someone, come on, brother, Olamide, please come and sit down on this. Right? And I asked, brother, Olamide, come and sit down on this chair, for instance. Now, he's sitting on this chair. Are you comfortable? A bit, right? Do you think the chair is comfortable? A bit, right? Brother Ibuka, please come. Brother Kosi, please come. No. Ah, sit down. You have the capacity. Please sit down on each of the legs. Now, what is happening, right? The capacity to take their strength, he doesn't have it. Sometimes we are praying for this, and we've not built strength to carry this. Did you get that? Sometimes we are praying for this, right? So let's say this is a, what should we say, you are new house, I've new car. Both of them, new house and new car. This one is G-Wagon. This one is Lamborghini, Ferrari, mansion and everything together, right? But the truth is, does it have the capacity, right, to handle it? Okay, you say you can drive. You can all go to your seat, please. You know that by default, yeah, thank you. You know by default, when you look at life generally, it's good to dream. But think about your dream. Do you have the capacity for your dream? If God should come today, for instance, let's assume, for instance, and God says, all your heart desire, I want to give it to you. Yeah? It's a good place to say amen, Abby. Right? So you say amen. But the question is, one thing you want to be sure with yourself is, will you abuse it in 3 months? Will you abuse it in 5 months? Are we together? You know, in life generally, you realize that sometimes what people call humility is not humility. It is life. Do you understand? Yeah? You don't have anything. You should greet everybody. Are you with me? You don't have anything. You should greet everybody. So when you are greeting people when you don't have anything, people don't have to say, ah, that man is so humble. No, you need to greet everybody because you don't know who is going to be used for your future. Right? But you know, when life takes you through a journey and you have been able to acquire things over the years, over the months, over the decades, right? And you still have a good head on your shoulder to recognize that every human life matters, then it means that you are truly humble. Right? If you don't have a car, right, and you have to jump on, you know, you have to walk, for instance, yeah, your walking might not necessarily be that you are humble, yeah. But you know, imagine, for instance, someone who had everything at his beck and call, right, and decides to just, you know, live a moderate life. Do you understand? You just finished secondary school, right, and people are saying you are very humble. Now, imagine if somebody who had just finished secondary school is known as somebody who is proud. You know, it's only in my generation where you see somebody that just finished secondary school is a life coach. Life coach, life. You know what life is? Even life is scared of you. You know what life is? You just finished secondary school. You just listen to one motivational speaker. Just say you're a life coach. And before you know, I remember there was one, when I finished school, that was 2017, right? Yeah? So I had lots of friends who had younger siblings who wanted me to mentor them. Right? So I just felt like I had like about 20, 25. I don't know how it happened. But the younger ones were either in 100 level, 200 level, and maybe just entering school or just doing A levels. So I had about 20 of them that I knew personally that, in fact, as they came to school, their siblings looked for me and said, I want you to mentor this, mentor that. So when I was leaving school, I realized that number was slightly increasing. So what I did was I created like a group. I created a group called Orientation Course, right? Yeah, so I created a WhatsApp group, you know, and interesting, I had a lot of people. Interesting, so the WhatsApp group at the time could take 250 people. I don't know how many numbers WhatsApp can take right now per group. More than that, right? Yeah, then it was 250, right? And in 24 hours, 250 people were on the group chat. Yeah, I still have the recording of the teachings. I don't know if I still have the group chat. Yeah, so about 250 people from around Nigeria, different schools, Bowen, Babcock, Covenant, UI, UF, everything, right? Different people, right? And I did like a 6 weeks training for them and just put them on class. You know, interestingly, a lot of them have kept in touch with me over the years, and one of them has even come here in very recent time, right? And a lot of them have kept in touch with me, and they were thankful for that 6 weeks. But I'm trying to say that I could only give something I had when that happened. Imagine I didn't have anything and I'm gathering 250 people. What am I giving them? Right? Because the question then will be, the reason why a lot of them would have wanted their siblings to be around me was that, how are you able to manage and balance a lot of things in life effectively and nothing is suffering for you? So it didn't start today. Right? You know, so I had built strength before then. And I had something to give. Let it be that when life turns a smiling face at you, you have something to give. Let it be that when an opportunity opens up to you, you have something to give. You know, time, right, can be viewed from two perspectives. Number one, there's something called chronos. Yeah? Time can be viewed from two perspectives. You know, in English language, a lot of words are limited. Right? So time can be viewed from two perspectives. We have chronos and we have kainos. The kindness of Kairos, self. And Kairos. I know there's one Ross. Yeah, so there's Kronos rather, and Kairos. Kairos moment, right? Kairos opportunities. You hear people say those kind of things, right? And Kronos particularly will stem from the word chronological. So after May, what do you have? June. After 27th of September, what is the next day? 28th. So that's chronology. After winter, what do you have? After winter, you have spring. Then after spring, you have summer. That's what chronological. But there is a kairos, which is the one that speaks about opportunities. Opportunity. So life is in seasons, and only a foolish person doesn't prepare for the next season. You know how when we're trying to enter summer, some of us that didn't have fans in our house, we started buying what? Fan. You know that if you didn't buy a fan before now, and you experience a day like today, you will order a fan today, they can't deliver it tomorrow. Let's say worst case scenario, they deliver it tomorrow. That you have Amazon Prime. But you see, before the time got here, you would have seen that you should have prepared for. Yeah, another thing again is what? Yeah, you know, one of the things that makes people burn calories in this season now is are flies. Yeah, you will chase fly. It will chase you. You will chase. I know fly is very interesting. Fly, you know, sometimes you want to catch fly, you do like this. Boom. You will try to do like this, try to hold it, try to, nothing. Just do like this. Realize there's nothing inside. Right? Yeah. But you know, another thing you could have prepared for a season like this was what? Fly catcher. Or let's say sprays. Right? There are fly catchers you put in a bucket, for instance, you suspend somewhere in the house, and it attracts all the flies to it, and you see them die there. Altogether. And there's also the fleets that you buy. Right? The problem with the fleet is that it can change the smell of your house. You spray one fleet like this, especially if you buy Nigerian fleet. You know Nigerian fleet? I don't know. You can't survive Nigerian fleet as an animal, a fly. Because I don't know what they put inside. Once you just spray, and where we used to grow up, we don't usually do, because the ones we had were stubborn. You know how when you want to spray, you have to hold your breath. You spray under the bed. Then move around. Then go. What am I saying? I'm just trying to say that when you see the next season of life approaching, you prepare for it. Now, you might not know everything that will happen in that season, but there are very fundamental things you can do to prepare and have strength for the season. So there's a chronos, right? And there's kairos, right? And we said the chronos, chronos has to do with the chronological event of life or seasons in life. Right? Then there is kairos, which has to do with opportunities. You also need to learn how to use opportunities. Yeah? How to use opportunities. There are seasons in life that things will be blooming. And there are seasons in life that things will not be as colorful as you wish. Let me tell you, yeah, if you are here today, right, and you are earning a lot of money, right, I admonish you by the mercies of God, right, that you know to save for the rainy day. You know, no matter what you earn in this life, you must be able to save. There's no money you get you cannot save from. Any money you get you cannot save from, it means you might need to step down on your life. You know, I said it earlier in a few weeks ago, right? Some of us, we need to sew our clothes according to our material, not our size, because some of us need to hit the gym running, like me. Are we together? Right? Yeah? So in the real sense, you must understand that in life, right, always learn to live below where you think you are. There are some cars you don't need to own. Are we together? There are some wigs you don't, you know, I said it a few weeks ago, how can you be wearing a wig that is more valuable than what is in your head? Yeah? How can you be wearing a wig that if you put the value of what is in your head and the wig on top of the head, right? If you weigh the scale, right? Yeah, there are some wigs you don't wear. Are we together? There are some things you must learn to cut your clothes. Look at Ecclesiastes 11. Very, very important. There are various seasons of life. See, there are various seasons of life. See, that money is coming every day today does not mean it will come every day for the next 20 years, even if you are in Christed Christ. Did you hear what I just said? Even if you are in, even if inside Christ, there's Christ. And the Christ you are in is the Christ that is inside Christ Jesus. Eh? There is nothing in life that promises that every day will go beautifully well with all the funds you need coming to you. But I've seen many situations where people who should, you know, in life, one of the most foolish things you can do is to try to live to impress another person. There is nothing more dangerous than that. That you are living your life to impress another person. Yeah? You that are supposed to be eating from McDonald's, you are going to fine dining twice a month. What is fine about that dining? Yeah? Let me say it differently. What is fine about your account? Your account is not fine. You are going to fine dining. Yeah? Sometimes, you know, you should learn to see how, you know, there is McDonald's, there is there's Big Mac, right? And there is, what do they call this one? Eh? No, not even Subway. No, inside McDonald's, there's big guys in McDonald's, and there is one that is £2.50. One small burger, hamburger. I think it's hamburger. Yeah, there's hamburger, there's Big Mac, right? For two reasons, yeah? You can choose to eat hamburger. Number one, less calories. Number two, less money in your account. Right? There are things you must learn to understand. There are things you must... I give you an example of a man who wanted to leave the country 3 years ago, wanted to sell his Land Cruiser at the time. And my dad was fortunate to be around there where he wanted to sell the car. And the car that was worth proper tens of millions at the time, right? He wanted to give it at less than a million naira. Less than a million naira, right? My dad had just finished making an investment around the time, so he didn't have the money. But imagine what he could have done with that money, not to drive it to... Imagine, you know, in Nigeria, where I come from, there are people who refurbish cars. You can convert a 2010 Pathfinder to a 2024. The way they do it, it has to be the Holy Ghost. Because how they convert a car from 2010 to 2022, it beats my imagination. Right? Yeah? But the engine is still the same. Hallelujah. That's what a lot of us like to do. We polish the outside. We're not working on the inside. Somebody now with brand new 2024 model, we come and stand beside you, want to do race. You'll be doing voom. You should be doing voom. You that's supposed to be holding your leg so that the exhaust will not bust. They will do voom, you will do voom. Because the person thought you are driving 2024. Only for you to want to power like this. The guy has gone for your car. He's trying to crawl. And he said, bro, what's happened? Saying, I just had an injury on my leg. It's not really going very well. You need to ensure that is it good to look good? Is it good to look good? But don't take more energy and time on your outside look than your inside contents. Let it be that you dress with suit and you go to a place, you open your mouth, they say, wow, that's brilliant. Not the one you wear suit to go somewhere, they say you would have just worn short naked, short, you'd have just wear short and just come here with your t-shirt. Right? Let it be that you can be able to build yourself so that when an opportunity appears or opens up, that's what you call Kairos moment. Right, it's just, you know, a lot of times in people's lives, you just need one. And the course of your life changes forever. Just one. You know, I'm going to talk about the book, you know, the book review I went for last week. Do you know that was the first time, right, that I would do, no, that's not the first time I'll do a book review. I've been traveling to Kent to do book reviews, for a couple of times. But that's the first time I'll do a secular book review. Do you also know that was one of the first time that my aunt, who came to church at the time, would open up such an opportunity for me. As she heard me preach, she's come to church a couple of times, maybe probably watched me a couple of times, been to Nigerian church, so she has heard me preach. If I spend time with her a lot of times, there are lots of times I've sat down with her for 3-4 hours, we'll talk. Right? But the truth remains that talking behind the scene, talking in the church, is not the same as talking on a secular stage. Right? And just one opportunity came up. You know that, obviously, time and strength was built behind the scene before that opportunity came. You know, I was telling you how they gave me 15 minutes. Eventually, they came and said, can I do it in 5 minutes? You know, if I were not prepared, when they say, can I do it in 5 minutes? I said, thank you, Jesus. The one who answers prayer. The one who answers prayer. Yeah, why? Because I don't even have what to even say. But did you hear what I said, how I prepared for that meeting? In my one note, I had 3 notes. So if I won't give you my notes, you can't know what my 5 minutes note is. You can guess, but you can't know. So if I gave you my note, for instance, you can guess probably, but you can't know. So it's not as if I said, this is 15 minutes part. I'll now scroll down and say, this is 10 minutes part. No, it was one writing. And in that writing, delivered it in less than 9-10 minutes. That's what preparation is. I'm saying I didn't need to wait for them to say 5 minutes to go before I start saying, give me a second, let me run to the bathroom. Because that's what a lot of people, we do. How well are you preparing for when opportunity meets you? How well? Yeah? And myself, when I even watch it sometimes, when I've watched the video like maybe 2 or 3, I'm like, did I really say as much? Are people really, really saying like this? But sometimes too, I watch it, I'm like, That's me. That's me. You know, I had about 10 different people. You know, that's one of the times when you see somebody say, no, I think I've had those experiences, obviously, in time past. But, you know, so many people just go, please, can I just take a picture with you? Please, can I mentor? Can you mentor me? Please, can I take a picture? It's like, you know, your voice has to be low. Yeah, oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. Yeah, you can give me, you know. Two different people came and met me and said, please, can I have your detailed material that I use? I want to use it to study for my own. If another family now said that they want to book me ahead for when they write their own book, just 10 minutes, and many more like that. What are you doing with the time you think you have that is free now? Are you building capacity for the next season? I don't plan to see myself. You know, I look forward to a day when I'll stand in front of thousands into millions of people and preach God's word. I also look forward to a day where, for instance, I'll mentor a very large, you know, number of people, not even around the things of God. Are we together? You know, it's good to have a drive in ministry and have a drive outside ministry. Yeah, it's a combination. It's a merge of two of them. Brother Booker, please come. Let me use another example again today. I don't know what came into my head today. I'm using an example. Just go towards that area, please, and lift one of your leg and walk towards me. Is it coming? Okay, please go back. Use your two legs and walk towards me. Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer? Which of them was easier? Yeah? Let me tell you what I'm trying to communicate here. You know, let's assume one of the legs is the things of spirit, or things of the spirit, things of the supernatural, and the other leg is things of the natural. It's God's plan that you use the two. Did you get that? It's God's wisdom that you use the two. A lot of us, we are trying to go through life supernaturally alone. A lot of us are trying to go through life naturally alone. You would never as much experience God's best if you choose one or the other. Please go and sit down. You can't have the two. You can't choose one or the other. It has to be the two. It's a combination of both of them. So there are several seasons. There are some of us in our lives right now. This is a phase to be. This is a time to build courses, right? 3 years ago, I didn't know when I didn't know where I'm going to use the courses. I did about 6 courses within a year. I didn't necessarily know definitely when I'll use them. But 3 years since then till now, I've been so busy that it would be difficult for me. You know, someone looked at my calendar and said, if an average person should have my calendar, they'll probably faint. And they're not joking. Yeah? Because the number of things I have to do right now, they are a lot. So this is a phase in my life where I cannot have time to do courses. But guess what? I've done some courses that are at the back end that are helping me today. You know, I was telling you a story of how I got the job I got on Sunday, right? On the job, my project management job I was doing, right? And the question, you know, when I was, you know, coming to the UK, I had some of my friends who were telling me, oh, no, you know, I can't afford to work. You know, it has to be a full-time thing and all of that. And I'm like, what else is full-time ministry than giving your heart fully to God? Is my heart half? No, is my heart to God? Do you think it's half? Can I say I'm sweating? Do you think it's half? It can't be half now. No, you know, you have to just be able to do a lot of administration. Yeah, I do a lot. In fact, sometimes I even think that the administration we do as a church self, a lot of people who are, you know, way ahead in number of years and all of those things, don't even do up to it. Yeah, you know, imagine having to get a structure. You know, so it's a whole lot, right? I was saying that I did an exam. Remember the exam I told you I did, that I failed 3 times, right? Yeah, you wrote the first one, hit the ground. Wrote the second one, hit the ground. Then what happened? The third one, praise God. Imagine I'd given up. The first thing that qualified me for that role was that certificate. So what put me in the door was I first had it. What put me in the interview room was I first had that certification. That I know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing, is not yet the conversation. It is I first, and you know, I told you in NYC, during the year of NYC, a company then, the company I worked for then, reached out to NYC General Abuja, you know, head, and said, give me all the first class graduates in your camp. UIO, IFEL, OE is you, IFE, right? FUTAO, all of us together gathered, about 100 of us, we gathered in a room. In fact, it was in chapel at the time. And they didn't tell us ahead, though. They just asked us to, they said, carry two chairs. I cannot forget that day. They said, carry two chairs. One where you will sit, one where you will write. That, imagine the instruction you are getting. You know? I was literally, we're literally just marching. You know how it is in camp. We're literally just marching outside, though. Sand everywhere over your body. Right? They just gave us a call. Meet us in the chapel, blah, 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 at 3 o'clock. One strange time. I said, who is that? Where am I coming from? I got there. Right? And so the first thing that qualifies us or me to have been in that room was a first class certificate. Is first class what makes life easy? No. You know, I was saying a couple weeks ago, don't say life is not by first class. Right? And you did pass. You got pass. Now, I'm not insulting pass. Pass depends on too many things. You could have been serving Jesus and, you know, forgot about your ministry. About your education. Different people have different things. But I'm saying if you have the opportunity, I beg you in God's name, go for the best. If you are doing masters now, try and get distinction. Try it. Yeah? And what took me into that room? Guess what? Out of 80-something, almost 100 of us, they only picked about 15 of us, and about 13 eventually, because picked 15 and 2 said they were not coming. Imagine we wrote an exam. So let me even say something. So even means that even the first class is not something they dash me. For me to be able to write attitude test, is that not correct? You know, people, they can dash you. Right? They can push you. They can be pushing you, and you finally get there. But I'm trying to say that the strength and the capacity rather needed for that opportunity was something that was already inbuilt over time. And what happened? Flagged off and everything paid off. Then in Nigeria, then they tell us, how can you be earning this? Da, 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 da. You could not count more than two, if they were even at all. You know, it's different if you are working in your father's company and your father is paying you 500,000. That one is different. You are not doing NYC. Right? But you could not count two major companies that was known, that was earning as much. I don't know how much they're paying them now. But look at how that opportunity came. But there were a series of dedication. There were sacrifices I made before that day. What are you doing with your time? Every opportunity you have to grow, to be the best, snatch it. Every opportunity you have to be the best, snatch it. Every. Some of us think that, don't worry, we'll wait, don't worry, one day we'll get there. So you see how sweet it is to say some of these stories I'm saying? Is it not sweet? It's sweet now. It's sweet to say some things, but it will be from a place of what? Labor in the boxing. Right? So do well to ensure that everything in life, work hard. Don't spend your money to entertain anyone. Spend your money to build yourself. Invest. Look at Ecclesiastes. Is that where we're going to? Ecclesiastes what? 11. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. There's a particular verse there I'm trying to get. But it looks like I skipped that in my second notes. Okay, look at verse 4. Wow, this place is cold. Look at verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. Can you someone read NLT for me, or NIV? Your own is what? NIV. And your own is what? NIV. Okay. Any of you, just read, please.
Whoever watches the wind will not plant, and whoever looks to the cloud will not reap.
What of GNT? There's a verse I'm looking for.
NLT.
Come again?
NLT,
okay. Okay, that's what I'm looking for, right? Farmers who wait for perfect weather, they never what? Plant. So, what is that saying? Your life might not necessarily look like where you want to be right now. Don't be waiting for the perfect time before you invest in yourself. Are we together? Don't be waiting for, I just feel like I want, I just feel like. Let me use an example. How many of you know what they call Bitcoin, BTC? You know what they call BTC? You know what they call BTC? Do you know that there are some actions I would have taken in the time past that by now I probably should be, I should be sleeping. What I mean sleep, I mean this Wednesday evening is not for church. Because money would have entered my pocket. Sote. You know what sote means, right? Sote means to the point. Right? And I had some friends, right? You see, I always tell you, all my friends are not minister friends. All my friends are not ministry friends. Let me tell you, if all your friends you have, everything, shall we pray? Shall we pray? I say everything, no. I didn't say it is wrong. All your friends. You know, God's word speaking. God's word saying, ha. You should have some friends that will tell you, why don't you get this certification so you can apply for that job? You should have some friends that said, I see this coin is going to rise up. And they should invest, and they should be able to prove to you that it will rise up. It's one thing for it to rise, another thing for it to return. Yeah? But I'm saying you should have some friends, right? That if you want to submit a proposal, you run it through them. Please help me view this. Who will not say, according to Proverbs chapter 22. Mm-mm. Yeah? Because in life, I had some of my friends who, and one of my very close friends as well, you know, a few years ago, when Bitcoin was still, you know that, many of you remember, buy the dip. You know, this thing called crypto market, right? Don't take my advice for anything. I'm not advising anybody. I'm not a financial advisor. Please, disclaimer. Before you're going to say, Pastor, I said, I spoke by the Spirit. I didn't speak by any spirit. Right? That crypto market, do you know that if you look at the last 10 years, every single day was an opportunity to jump in. Every day. That's what that scripture is teaching. But you're waiting for the perfect time. You want it to first go down, so you will rise up with it. Phoenix, you will rise up. But guess what? Yeah, right now, I think it's over $100,000 right now. Yeah, and how did Bitcoin start? They said the first Bitcoin was sold for burger. Is it pizza? Pizza. Someone had Bitcoin and exchanged it for pizza. If you have one Bitcoin right now, it's 100,000. If you had bought a Bitcoin sometime 3-4 years ago, you'd have bought it at $20,000. Right now, $80,000 per Bitcoin. Please, I didn't advise anybody here, I beg you. Because when I said there's no time that is wrong, don't go and invest tonight, or I'd not say you should go and invest. But I'm saying, look at opportunity. And one of my friends like that, right, he just threw some money there and left it there. Right? And he was in my house a couple months ago, we're just talking about it. Right, and looking at his portfolio, I'm like, that kind of thing. You're wondering, how can I steal this phone? What can happen? What can I? And just by him taking that action, you know, the same opportunity he had, I also had it. But he used his, I didn't use mine. Right? So life would always present opportunities. But you know, it's only when you have savings, for instance, that you can invest. Yes, now. If I say go and buy the dip now, the question is it you that you is it you that will dive inside the dip yourself? Or are you the dip? So in life, you always have to ensure that you are thinking ahead. You know, when you are thinking, think generationally. Think for your children, think for your grandchildren. Are we together? Don't just think for yourself, me, myself, and I. Think generationally. Think generationally. Yeah? There are people who, you know, I give an example of a house, for instance, who a lady was supposed to have sold the house as well with us and gotten the same amount of money, even though we lost. But we've used the money, we've moved on. She's wishing, I wish I. Learn to just know how to snatch opportunities. Say, I'm not careless. Say, I'm not careless. Right? So look for what you will use to, you know, look for how you, what you use to, you know, plan for your future, plan for your life, invest your money. Yeah? You know, like I always tell you, myself and my wife, we have a spreadsheet. I can give you an empty template if you want, if you ask me. We have a template that calculates everything that comes into the home with proper formulas around the table, right, that speaks about what comes in, what goes out, what we spend, what is left, what we have left in our accounts each at the end of each month, and what we have in our savings, a joint savings. Yeah? So I don't need to bother about our personal savings. I shall know we are saving. So the remaining money that is in our account, if she chooses to do anything with it, that is her own. That does not say she can't choose to do anything with it. That's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that though. I say if she chooses to do anything, I'm not saying something. You know, I told you now during my birthday period, I just started saying Amazon every day. She used that window very well. You have a smart wife. That's opportunity. She snatched it. Right? But we have that template. There are decisions we make. There are things we make. Someone had opened up an investment for us in a couple of weeks or months ago. Right? And we sat down and looked at it. And we said, do we want to go into this? Collectively. Right? And she said, smart wife of mine. And she just said a few things. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, no, we can't venture on this path with this amount. We dropped it down. Right? And the conclusion we had from that kind of investment was that if it goes, it's not a Ponzi scheme. If it goes, it goes. Right? But the truth is, what we're also thinking as well is, if it yields profit, it yields profit. Because life is a risk. I hope you know, life is a risk. That does not mean you should be taking risks like somebody that does not, you know tomorrow. Right? But you must ensure that you prepare for different phases of your life. There's some money you are spending now to eat. You should break it down, go and do cost, go and do data analysis. Go and learn Python. Go and learn coding. Go and learn business. Go and learn something that will add to your portfolio. Learn it. It's very important. One of the courses I did 6 years ago was around renewable energy, right? From Imperial College, right? And one of the things I have till today, I've not used that certification. But where is the world going to? That's where the world is going to. So it will come in handy one day or the other. Right? There are sometimes you sacrifice certain pleasure for today and build yourself. Build yourself. You know, money is good. You say, as I said, money does not buy happiness. Please, what does poverty buy? No. What does poverty buy? Money does not buy happiness. I agree. Okay, I don't fight with you. What does poverty buy? Sadness. You know, the reason why people are depressed is money. Money does not buy happiness. It does not buy everything. But I understand. But it can buy a house. It can buy a car. Abi? It can buy phone. It can buy comfort. It can buy flight ticket. It can go on vacation. Imagine you want to fly. You now go to the airport with your poverty as your check. As I present my check, I come in the name of the Lord. Who will attend to you? Please, in all you're doing, try to get money. Yeah? Try to get money. By the grace of God, serve Jesus and get money. It's good. You know, there are some things you will not be able to say if you don't have money. And there are some meetings you don't. You know, have you seen when families meet? There are people whose voice are the loudest, not because they are the smartest. Not because their decision that they give is wise. My mom was telling me an example a few days ago. You see some people going to a meeting. Nothing is in the head, though, but they have something in the pocket. And people who have things in their head, they say, oh, that's correct. Oh, I see where you're coming from. That's correct. How would you see where the person is coming from? You will see it now. You have to see it. So is it good to have something upstairs and here? It's good, though. Right? So money is good. Money is not evil. Amen. You know, money just makes life easier on some matters. Money just makes life easier on some matters. You know, how people talk and say, even if I had the money, in this life I've seen people, even if I had the money, I would not enter business class. Is the plane not landing together? Let me tell you, business class and economy, they don't land the same time. I promise you. to the God who made heaven and earth. Business class passengers are first class passengers. They don't land with you in economy. I'm telling you. Yeah? Business class passengers, they land for when they take off. They never took off. They never took off. Because you know what it is to lie down in your cabin and you close your door. You know, when you sit down in your business class cabin, for instance, they will give you orange and juice. I see people that are walking behind and looking at that, they don't want to look at it, so I have to not pepper them. Oh my goodness! I've seen people in this life, right? Money is good, though. Money is good. So don't forget, even if it's not, how will I spend £5,000 on a ticket? You don't have it. It's okay. No. It's, do you get the point? It's okay. You might never have it. It's okay. It's life. I can tell you what light and lie is not the same. It's not. Right? And that does not mean, and there are some levels as well you will get to. You are not yet at the level to be going on business class. Wait till the time comes. The time might never come more. But don't argue with people who are enjoying. Let them enjoy their money. Do you know, have you noticed? Let me tell you something. Do you know that a lot of people, when they walk past the business cabin, they are looking at the faces of people and they are condemning them? Yahoo plus plus. You cannot tell me anything. You can't tell me anything, no. You have to be that boy. You don't see? I see how he's just young like this. No. He's a Yahoo boy. All this Yahoo boy. Anyways, let's be facing our front. Who asked you to face your back before? Face your front, or I'm be going. You will see that. You just wear that face of condemn, that face of they are judging you. What is it? What will can it do? As you seem like that, and I cannot remember 20. Oh, yeah? I'll see a lady, for instance, she must have slept with everybody in the whole town. Do you have to justify why somebody is enjoying something? I hope you know all fingers are not equal. Amen. All fingers are not equal. They're not. There's some people who, where they are born into, they came from wealth into wealth to being wealth. Let me tell you, my friend used to say something. He says there's some people in this life that can afford to fail. Did you hear that? There are people in this life, they can afford to fail. Do you know what it is? You can afford to fail. And you attend school, some of them. So you are seeing your mates, right? You are not reading. You two, you jump, you join them. You are bouncing. You know your mother sold a lapa. Eh? You know that your mother gave out church boss as seed. Abi boss as church seed to church. You know where you are coming from. You now go and mingle with people. Who the only reason why they are in the school is because the father just says so that in the future they will not say you don't have certificates. Somebody enters school, he says he wants to read creative arts. Right? And you don't know that there might be something that is initiating this from the under. You leave engineering. You leave law. You go and study drama. And this is not to say there's nothing good in drama. Or you say you want to go and play football. How many people are earning £1 million in football? No. The next in thing is football. Football. There are some things you just have to let yourself just get common sense. Just in that, Kai, there's a tomorrow. And let's help our children as well as they grow. Don't let them be what they want to be. Oh. That is why God has put them in your family. It's true. God put our children in our family for us to guide them. Yes. No, I don't dictate from. There are some things you dictate to. Let me tell you. How can the way you see the way the world is going? Someone said they want to, let me not call curses. Your head has to be correct. I don't say you have to do tech. But learn to help your children. Don't just say, no, I don't want to force things on them. They will force you into poverty more. Yeah. You know, there are some children that anywhere they go, right, they are safety and covering for their parents. And there are some parents, anywhere their children go, their parents are backing them. You know, people work with backing. You understand? I work with God the Father, God the Godly Son. 3, 2, 1, I get backing. No. It's good to have spiritual backing. But the truth is, there's some people, the kind of backing they have, their back can never be on the ground. Yes, They can. You know what it means to be able to afford to fail? It means you can venture into a business, and if it fails the next day, even if you put £5 million, you will not. You're nothing. You just cough and move on. Right? So you need to understand and know and learn. Right? Learn how to. You know, you see some people, they say they send their children to some schools because of Connect. See, if you can afford it, good. If you can. But don't break the bank. Don't break the bank. If you can afford to take your children to private school and let them feel weird, that's, blessed be the Father, great things he has done. He's taken away our sins and put his what? Holy Ghost in us. Let's just move on. I'm not the one you go and be taking, go and be borrowing unnecessary money just because. I always ask myself a question. I went to one of the top schools in Nigeria at the time when I was going to primary school. Today, out of all my classmates, if I count all the classmates I met in each class, it's more than, let's say, 25, at least 25 in my own class for 6 years. That's like over 100 minimum. Yeah, I had the senators, I had senators' children as my classmates, ministers' children, governors' children as my classmates, ex-governors, I had them, all of them, and I can mention their names and surnames. But the truth is, how many of them am I in touch with today? If I, how many, some of them say, when you even want to speak to them, say, the way they will even treat you, you will even feel as if, why did I even message this one, self? Why was I trying to keep in touch? Yeah? Because a lot of times, and I'm not saying there are some relationships that build that way and they grow, but it's not always the case. So when you want to make a decision, who is that man that wants to build, right? That will not first sit down and analyze what are the pros. Every decision you want to make, more often than not, it's always good to sit down and analyze it. What are the pros? What are the cons? Are we together? Are we together? So please ensure these things are making sense to you. Look at Proverbs 13, verse 11. Let someone please help me read NLT. Proverbs 13, 11. Look at what King James says. It says, wealth gotten by vanity shall what? Be diminished. But he that gathered by labor shall what? Increase. Please, can someone read NLT for me? Volume, increase the volume. Seebeck. Wealth from what?
Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time.
How many of you remember MMM? Yeah? You know, when they give you money, you know it's quicker to spend. Do you know what I'm saying? If you get money you didn't work for, it's quicker to spend. If you labor for your money to build. That's why when people don't give you, don't have an entitled mindset in this world. Dear saints, please, don't be entitled to somebody else's money. You told your uncle you are going to school. Right? He said, God be with you. I don't understand. Why are you angry? Why are you upset? If he said, devil be with you, how will you feel? See, uncle, I'm going to school next week. So, wow, safe trip, eh? No, the Lord will go ahead of you. You now be waiting. I'm saying, what is the... Yeah? After you see left his house that afternoon, in the night, you see, say, just want to thank you for this morning. You know, you'll be thanking ahead. Just want to thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to meet with you. I'll be going to school next week again. Why are you getting yourself entitled to people's money? You know, the same way, there are other people who are entitled to your money, and it upsets you when you see those kind of traits. It upsets you too. Yeah? What are the things you can do with your hand to build yourself, to build labor, to build generational wealth? Eh? There are some things my dad, when we were younger, you know what he said? He said, I remember my dad had a vision. I think it was a vision or a dream he saw. There was something removed from his head or from his leg. Rats. Yeah? He had a vision, and one of the things he saw from there, one of the things he just dragged from there, and he said he has caused poverty from his lineage forever. You see, he's not joking, no. Me too, because I know where I'm coming from. Yeah, my parents, when we were in Lagos, they would go to butcher and collect biscuit bone when they finish selling to people. Pack biscuit bone, take it home and wash it, and put inside our okra at home so that we can have what? Protein. We live in one room. I told you, from Lagos to Abuja, my dad could only afford one seat. One seat. The first time I traveled from Lagos, London to Edinburgh by bus, and I came to church. You know, in my mind, I still felt like, see how smooth the road was. I see how my body is feeling. Now imagine somebody stood from Lagos to Abuja for 10-hour trip because you cannot afford a seat. You know, sometimes when you think of where you're coming from, you run away from poverty. You know, you jump off from the bed. You just, you know, if you don't have the vibe to wake up in the morning, just think of where you're coming from. Just say, I'm tired today. Just remember where you're coming from. And just jump and run. Go and wear your clothes and go and look for something to do. Right? Because, you see, your parents, your children, yeah, will either bless you when they remember you or curse you. I hope you know. Your children. You see all our children are jumping, they are playing toy. They don't really know what we are saying here now. Give them 20 years. You know, it's not like a man who went to his child school. He starts telling the child, when I was your mate, first class, when I was your mate, I used to be the top in the school. Right? Do they have two heads? Only for them to go outside and their car broke down. So, you know, they are like, Daddy, you see all these cars? What were you doing when they were laboring? What were you doing when they were making money? Yeah? Are you thinking for your future? One of the things my parents did, bless their hearts, very good intention. One of the things they did was they opened an account for us when we were young. And we're throwing money inside, although the money came to save us eventually as a family. But see the thoughts. Yeah? I know the kind of things my parents tried to put for us in place. Yeah? My father, when he was leaving this earth, he left this earth leaving his children in a place 1,000 times better. My father worked, right, and took money to pay his father to buy tools to go take to school. Did you hear what I just said? My father went out of his house to work, and they paid him salary. And he took the salary he made to pay his father to buy cutlass and farming tools to take to school. Did you hear what I just said? My father works to pay his father. So my grandfather was a trader. He's everybody say Agbede, blacksmith. Yeah? He worked to pay. My father worked with primary 6 certificate to send himself to school, secondary school. You see, I said, when you think of this, you stand up and run. Poverty must not be around you. You know, even in ministry, right, there are certain decisions you make quicker when there are certain things available. Let me tell you, if we didn't have the money to host pastor, we'll just be tapping from YouTube screen now. We shall be blessed. Right? So I beg you, dear saints, plan your money. Even you know, even your giving, you should plan. I hope you know. Your giving, plan your giving. Plan your giving. There are people, you know, you have to build thick skin. Right? Against stories. People know how to tell stories. There are people who are born storytellers. Like, when they tell you a story, be like, you're supposed to be acting movies or supposed to be a director of a movie. Because how are you so good? And they will just appeal to your emotion. So me, I've learned how to be very empathetic, yet very realistic. Very realistic. Because if you're not... You know that if I give everybody here £100, right? Yeah? And all of us give 10 pounds to give somebody. You know, I'm the one at risk. I'm the one that is losing. I'm the one that gave more, sorry. Right? Yeah? So I'm saying if one person collects 100 pounds from 10 people, right? And you want to give them 1,000 pounds, the question is, what do you have left in your account for yourself, for your family? Even Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 16, when is the first day of the week, right? Ensure that you set aside as you propose in your heart what to give. That does not mean you should be stingy. Right? Don't be stingy. But you must plan everything. Say, I will plan my life better in the coming days. So, plan your life. Also, I wrote something. I said, life doesn't always give you what you deserve, but what you demand. Did you get that? Life doesn't always give you what you deserve, but what you demand. Life doesn't always give you what you demand. On Sunday, I'll look through, you know, being street smart, working in life, and, you know, having to deal with life as it were. Yeah? Life doesn't always give you what you deserve, but what you what? Demand. You know, I was saying earlier on Sunday, there are some people in your life you don't need to ever in your life ask them for money. There are people in your life that the people, you know, I know when I was younger, I used to say it a lot, and it looks like I'm my enemy. Let me keep this away. Right? there are sometimes, you know, when I was growing up, I used to say it, and I still believe that your net worth can be determined by your network. Your network, yeah, the people you know, can determine your what? Your worth, your net worth. Know the relationships with people that you hold in very highest. And I'm saying value every human being. Well, not every human being is the same. No. You know, I always tell you, there are people you don't wait for their message to wait 1 hour on your phone before you reply. Right? There are those you don't wait for 30 minutes before you reply. Know them and know them early. There are relationships some of you have come in contact with and people you've come in contact with, but you've not managed those relationships well. Know when to stop messaging certain people. Don't just wake up at 11 p.m. and just say, I just wanted to hear from you. No, don't just want to hear. Wait till the morning. You know, there are some people in your life, you need to set reminders in your phone to catch up with them and check up on them. They might never check up on you, but that you're checking up with them is a lot that you are doing for your life and your future. You know, I took an, some of the things I do year from year, one of the things I do is I sit down and analyze my life and analyze the kind of friends I have, who I have around me. You know, all the friends around you cannot be people who are going, who are looking for what to get from you. No. You should have people. Can you wake up one day and you are in a dire need of £1,000 and you have five people to call and you know that they will rally up and be for you? The same way you have those kind of people, can you be that person to somebody else as well? Right? So sometimes I sit and analyze my relationship with people, I'm like, wow. Do you know that, and it's not even an exaggeration, I have nothing less than five channels right now. Five channels, nothing less than five channels, that if I make one call to them, right, I was speaking to the Prime Minister of this country. Nothing less than five. Right? I have nothing less than 10 people that if I just pick up my phone right now and just make this call, they will speak to 10 presidents on my behalf today. And I'm not anywhere. But I'm trying to say that those people are not at my level. But there were opportunities that opened up and I jumped into it. And I've kept it. Just like the book launch I went for on Saturday. Let me tell you for free, right? That book launch had the who's and the who's you can think about. The who's and the who's you can think about. It was in Windsor. You know Windsor Castle, right? Yeah. It was in one very beautiful hotel, you know, around that corner. And that, you know, kind of place where they want to sleep. You know, that's when I saw for the first time there's a room that is £15,000 per night, room that you will sleep. You know, since that day I've walked on, I said, Joshua, you must not fail, no. How you cannot fail? Room that woman be will enter and lock the door. And when he stops, they'll say, room service, £15,000 gone. Right? And imagine just an opportunity like that. And several links just opened up. Right? Dear saints, I'm not telling you fiction. I wish what I was telling you was I read it somewhere. I wish I read it somewhere. But yes, true, I've read some of these things somewhere, but I'm telling you real life situations. Yeah? Know how to manage relationships. Know how to keep people. It's very important. Know it and know it well. Not because you have an ulterior motive, but because you don't just even know. You know, one person can just wake up and just say, oh, there's an opening in my office and I think you are a good fit for it. Send your CV and just notify me when you do it. I've seen some people, you know, I had to stop it. When some people will come to church, for instance, when we first came to the UK, some people will connect people. In fact, there was one day I was in my house one day. One man had called me and his wife. He just called me randomly. He just said, and somebody gave him my number in African shop that used to help people look at their CV. He has come to this church with his wife and his three children. They're almost all older than me, sir. That somebody told me that I used to look at people's CV. You know, when I heard his voice and I saw it was an elder, right? What did I do? I changed my route. So I was heading to go and drop a friend at the train station. I changed my route. I dropped him at the train station and I said, oh, where are you, sir? Fortunately, it was in a hotel, in one hotel on my way back. And I stopped there to see him. Right? And I saw him and I saw it was an elderly man. You know, what truth be told was, I felt like, well, if someone told me, to tomorrow, I don't know who gave him my number. He said he went to an African store. They said there's one guy that reviews CV. He said, I've never done flyers to review CV in my life before. Right? And eventually, I started talking. But I was trying to now help, you know, his children and to, you know, I will do voice note 20 minutes, explain the CV in such a way that if you give Eddie, he will listen to that voice note and tweak that CV. They will just change one letter, change one form, send it back to me. So when it happened the first time, I thought they sent the wrong document. Until I did like 4 or 5 times. You know the fortunate thing? I now even, they didn't still do what Adam's doing the first voice note. I'm now the one that now edited it for them. And sent it back to them. Never again. I sent it back to them. Okay, now we've got your CV in a good place. Apply for job. I sent them like 200 links. Just be pumping application. Pump application. You have a good CV at least. Just be, if you don't know anything you want to do in your life, just apply. Let that be your full-time job. After like 2 weeks, I said, you know, I'm saying, things are really tough here. Things are really tough here. So I said, how's it going? Man, I've been struggling. How many jobs have you applied for? He said, I'm in my sixth one. Sixth, number of man. Sixth. I don't know where to continue from there. I just say keep up. Right? I just left it there. Right? You see somebody who is trying to help you get something, and you are the one you are, they should be chasing. Who are you? If you ask him, I don't chase like that. Who do you think you are? You know, and I won't tell you for free, I've met over 20 to 50 people, like not 2020. I just used to meet people around. I just felt like, oh, I think I knew something. I just felt like I've studied something. I knew something. I paid for a CV from one of those top companies that cost me over £100 and probably £150 at the time. I was like, oh, let me just give it to people for free. Work on your this thing. This is what recruiters are looking for on your CV. I would want that will help you to edit it. Sometimes, you know, and the other day I was talking on Sunday. I want to close here. I was talking on Sunday, right? Learn some of those fundamental things, right? How do you use Excel? Learn it. How do you use PowerPoint? Let me tell you, if you don't know how to use PowerPoint, go and learn how to, no matter the job you are doing. You can't be doing a document, for instance, and you have 5 different fonts on a page. 5 fonts on a page. One Times New Roman, one Calibri. The other one is Aptos. All on one CV, 10 colors, rainbow. Right? Learn those things. Build your presentation skills. Document yourself. Learn how to do your PowerPoint slides well. Even at work, be excellent. Be on top of it. Be on top of it. Yeah? You know, there's some things they will ask you to do. You don't even know how to do it. But the little you know, when you package it well, it looks like that's spot on. It happens a lot. Let it, you know, don't open your, don't just say, I'll be sharing my screen now. Share my screen now. Share the screen, but you do like this. Some of you know how to use, even some of you use AI. You don't even know how to edit AI. Do you know there are some things you see in a write-up, and I won't say it. There are some things you see in a write-up. You know, this is ChatGPT. Right? At least edit it, remove it, let it sound like you. There's nothing wrong using ChatGPT, but how are you rephrasing it? I hope this email meets you well. Right? Yeah? Hope this is that. Yeah? And also, sometimes when you want to reply, you know, you can even learn the culture of, you know, learn the culture of saluting the person you are greeting. Saluting the person you are speaking to. Someone says to you, hello, I hope you are doing fine. You just jump to the answer of the question and just reply. No, it's all part of communication ethics. If they don't do it to you, don't allow what people are doing navigate or narrow the way you view things. You know, I was telling you, yeah, learn where to say, you can say apologies to your children, but don't say apologies to your boss at work. Learn it. You can say, I'm sorry. You can say my sincere apologies for submitting this late. That's different. You just say apologies. Learn it. It's part of ethics. Relate with people. Honor people. Respect people. Don't feel you've arrived. You can never arrive. And the day you even think you arrive, there are 500 other people more than you that are better than you. You say this is, you can say it's a practice. You know, I tell you, there is no time that over. Respect. Somebody can warn you and say, because you over respect me, I'll never talk to you again. I've never seen it happen. If you've seen it, maybe that's for your own place. I don't like the way you respect me. It's just too much. Please stop talking to me. Have you seen it happen before? So if you can, a little touch up. Hello, how are you doing today? They ask you, I hope you are fine. I'm doing well. Hope you're good as well. Right? Or you want to start up a meeting with your senior colleagues. Yeah? You know, learn how to throw some questions. How's your day coming? Even if it's the same question. Trust you're having a good day. It goes a long way. They will try and give you. You know, sometimes when they even reply you, that eases the tension in the room. Hello, I trust you've been having a good day. Ah, oh, it's just so sunny where we are. Oh, where about are you? You will learn it. Just open the card. I've got that in the name of. We've got that today in the name of the Lord. As we will receive none of you, nothing we tell. So we've come today. We just want to run you through the project plan. Yes, saints, I'll touch more on this in the coming days, right? Look at